Pray with me. Good and gracious God, may the words of my mouth and meditation of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Come and see. What do you hope to find in 2021? What changes do you hope will take place in your life, in the life of your loved ones, and in our country? Do we feel deep within us that we have been just surviving, existing, but not really living this past year? We all know that things are not as they should be. Sin seems to be running rampant. The pandemic has shown us how fragile life is. Social and political unrest has added to our anxiety. Many times this year, we have felt helpless to do anything about our condition. Perhaps a sense of helplessness to change their situation and the feeling of barely surviving are the feelings of John's disciples, who were Jews under the oppressive rule of Rome. But John knows how change can happen, and he knows where to find it. As Jesus walks by, he tells them, "Look, here is the Lamb of God." And their longing for new life within them set them in motion, and they follow Jesus. And Jesus says to them, and yes, to us today as well, "What are you looking for?" When they ask him, "Where are you staying?" he responds, "Come and see." These words of Jesus, "come and see," will become the evangelical words of his disciple Philip. When Philip tells Nathanael that we have found him about whom Moses and the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus, son of Joseph from Nazareth, Nathanael asks, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" Nathanael's words of resistance to the good news about Jesus reminds us of the scandal of the gospel. Nazareth was a town that was insignificant in importance. Could the Almighty God, who anointed the one of God, the long foretold Messiah, come from such humble beginnings? Can God show his mighty power through such weakness? Can death on the cross be God's victory over sin and death, the beginning of the Messiah's reign? Philip doesn't argue with Nathanael. He doesn't say something to convince him. Philip doesn't engage in some theological debate. He simply offers Nathanael the same invitation that Jesus offered his first disciples. Come and see. Philip offers Nathanael a chance to experience the Messiah and see for himself. And Nathanael agrees to come and see. Our witness about Jesus Christ always begins with God's action. It begins with Jesus' invitation. God is revealed to us through his Son, Jesus Christ, and Jesus is revealed to us through his witnesses, the apostles. And their accounts have been written down in Holy Scripture. The collective experiences are seen in the creeds and in our liturgy. These witnesses of the church and our witness to others about Jesus Christ always begins with Jesus' invitation into fellowship. Jesus invites us into his fellowship through the holy waters of baptism. Through the Spirit and water, God claims us as His children through Christ. From the womb of the baptismal font, we enter into new life, living in the Spirit. By grace, through faith, we are able to see the incarnation in our midst. We are able to hear the living Word, Jesus Christ. We are able to speak, to witness about Jesus Christ. We are able to tell others the story of God, a story of redemption and salvation for God's people. A claim not based on some universal, wonderful ideal, but based on a man, Jesus the Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. Our decision to take up our cross and follow Jesus Christ is centered on who Jesus is. Our identity as disciples, our witness, is centered on the identity of Jesus. It is centered on the incarnation, God made flesh, Jesus, the Messiah. Jesus declares at the end of our gospel reading today, "Very truly I tell you, you will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man." These words are a reference to the ladder of Jacob's dream at Bethel in Genesis 28, upon which the angels of God were ascending and descending. No longer are we separated from heaven. Jesus, the Son of God, is the ladder between heaven and earth. It is in Jesus, the Word made flesh, that we encounter Almighty God. As witnesses, as disciples of Christ, we are called to tell others about Jesus. We are called to tell God's story, to do, not just to listen, not just to come to church, but to go out and show others that Christ is risen by our words and our actions. Simply, we do this by inviting others to come and see. We invite them to experience Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, within His community. In the reading and hearing of Holy Scripture, and in the proclamation of the gospel, we encounter the real presence of Jesus Christ among us. We encounter His real presence in the sacraments, in a splash and a taste. As Christians, we carry God's message of hope, reconciliation, redemption, salvation, and love to others because we have encountered Jesus Christ and have been changed. We go out to be Christ change for others, joining our voices with the disciples' voices. Come and see. Come and see that something new is happening. Come and experience Christ in the lives of His followers who have been changed. Come and see Christ, the ruler of this world. Come and see Him through the means of grace in the church. Come and see Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the only one who has the power of God to transform our life from not just existing, but to eternal, abundant life. Amen.